Who can forget Linus Van Pelt, a character in Charles Schulz's beloved comic strip Peanuts? Lucy's younger brother was serious, intellectual, and well-informed. He was also vulnerable, and clung to his security blanket for comfort. Linus has been adopted as the icon for a continent-wide charity, Project Linus, whose mission is to provide a sense of security and comfort to children who are seriously ill, traumatized, or otherwise in need of a hug, through the gift of a new, handmade, washable blanket. Debbie Milehit, of Fonthill, recently became involved with Project Linus Canada, after her daughter noticed a volunteer request poster in a Hamilton cafe, and immediately thought of her crochet crazy mom. Things developed quickly, and Milehit is now the coordinator of the Niagara chapter of the nonprofit organization. Coast to coast, there are 45 chapters. The past few weeks I have been trekking around Niagara, putting up posters to recruit blanketeers, those who can knit, crochet, or sew, as well as setting up a contact list for possible recipients of these beautiful blankets, said Milehit. After only 3 weeks, 15 blankets have been donated to Family and Children's Services, FACS. Blankets are presented to young children who have lost a parent or sibling, experienced a personal trauma, or are diagnosed with cancer or some other debilitating disease. When the world goes crazy and a child feels like a speck of dust, the gift of a blanket from someone who made it with love and care, someone who made this for them to hug and wrap themselves up in without asking for anything in return, is huge, said Milehit. Those in the community who are passionate about sewing, knitting, or crocheting are encouraged to donate blankets, or even a stash of fabric, notions, yarn, needles, cash or gift cards for Walmart or Michaels. Receipts are provided for donations of cash $25 or more, and only 10% of monies received are retained to cover operational expenses of the program. Milehit has a craft room in her home, where she performs her labor of love several hours each day, creating beautiful blankets, many of which are distributed through local charities and organizations. She also crochets dolls for her own entertainment and enjoyment. Women's Place has stated they would prefer to have quilts, which are expensive to make, said Milehit. I've put the word out on social media that if anyone has some extra cotton fabric lying around, I'll be happy to take it. My posters have been distributed throughout Niagara, from Beamsville to Fort Erie, explaining the need. I've had a few knitting groups contact me already, and ladies from my Zumba class have donated blankets. Some elderly ladies told me that they have the skills to help make blankets, but are on fixed incomes, and don't have any supplies. Yarn is expensive, and the price of supplies has gone crazy. Between August and December of 2022, the Hamilton chapter of Project Linus had 116 blankets donated and distributed, said Milehit. When blankets are received, I have to wash them in a non-fragrance detergent, and then attach labels and gift notes, and individually bag each one. Interested in helping out with Project Linus in Niagara, through a donation of cash or materials, or a homemade blanket? Contact Milehit at 905-687-4682, or Project Linus Niagara at gmail.com.